to go against Mike Corkins. Corkins is 5-7 on the year. John 15-7, 1-1 this year, and 2-3 lifetime against San Diego. We'll have the starting lineups and other pregame notes for you after this message.
You've probably been hearing a lot of talk lately about gas mileage on new cars.
Oldie, oldie, oldie. Oldie, oldie, oldie. It's the water o that makes it only beer. It's the water and the lot.
It's the special care that makes Olympia such a special beer. That's Olympia. It's the way we age our only, only beer. It's the water and the lot. It's the house and grain.
Now the batting orders for the ball game for the Dodgers, leading it off and playing second base, Davey Lopes. Von Joshua will bat second and play left field. Tom Pashorek in center field. Steve Garvey at first base. Bill Buckner in right field. Steve Yeager doing the catching. At shortstop will be Bill Russell. Jerry Royster will play third base. And Tommy John to do the pitching. For San Diego, Rich Morales will lead off and play shortstop. Dave Winfield will be the left fielder. Dave Roberts at third base. Nate Colbert playing first. Cito Gaston in right field. Fred Kendall at doing the catching. Ivan Morrell in center field. Dave Hilton at second base. And Mike Corkins to do the pitching. The umpires for the game will be rookie umpire Ed Runge at the plate, Bob Engel at first, Jerry Dale at second, and Art Williams around at third. The Padres have taken the field, the crowd now being asked to rise for the playing and singing of our national anthem. We'll be underway in a few moments now. We'll have our first ball ceremonies. The Dodgers were rained out, of course, last night in Atlanta. And so they have two to go. They will wind up showing 161 games on the schedule, although they will actually play 162. One game will be, of course, the tie game that they had with Atlanta way back in May. And that one was supposed to have been made up last night, but it also was voiced out. So I guess you had to feel that game was just destined to wind up as it did. Right-hander Mike Corkins, and that's a pitching change for the Padres because Steve Arlen had been penciled in, and in fact his name was crossed off the starting lineup card, and that of Mike Corkins was inserted in. So Mike will be on the mound, and he'll be making his 11th start of the year. He has two complete games, earned run average is 4.54. The Dodgers are trying to even things up for the year with the Padres. They have to win both games and able to do that. They stand 7-9 with the Padres. They've won 5 of 7 here, but the Padres were the winningest team in the league in Dodger Stadium. They're winning 7 out of the 9 there. Meanwhile, as we said on the scoreboard a little while ago, the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets were rained out today in Chicago, and they had a doubleheader scheduled for tomorrow already. That means they have doubleheaders on Saturday and Sunday now to conclude the regular season. And, of course, that really puts the added burden on the New York Mets. They're trying to hold on to their one-game edge over the Pittsburgh Pirates. And it may not be that by the time tonight is over because the Pirates are winning their ball game from Montreal at Pittsburgh. And that's the first of a three-game series. And they are about to KO Montreal if they are able to beat them tonight. So the importance of the action in Chicago would be the big one. And we'll have doubleheaders tomorrow in Chicago. We had the report now coming over the loudspeaker in the press box that Steve Arlen was suffering with a stiff neck and therefore not able to pitch tonight, so it's Corkins instead. Okay, we're about set. Time to play ball. The Dodgers and the Padres from San Diego Stadium. And now for the play-by-play, here's Vin Scully. Vinny?
Thank you, Jerry. Hi, everybody, and a very pleasant good evening to you, wherever you may be. It has come up a beauty here in San Diego, a cloudless sky all day, and a beautiful summer's evening on this 28th of September. Mike Corkins has concluded his warm-ups. Davey Lopes, Bon Joshua, and Tommy Pishorek in that order. Davey Lopes hitting .272. It will be worth the life of every infielder tonight to play on this field. And using the word field, you have to put quotes around it. If the city of San Diego wanted to say goodbye to the Padres, they did it today when they allowed the San Diego Chargers to work out this morning. And you can imagine a pro football team what it did to this baseball field, and the infield is a joke. Davey Lopes takes a strike, 0-1. So Davey Lopes hitting .272, Mike Corkins and Fred Kendall the battery, Colbert, Hilton, Morales, and Roberts the infield. Strike one pitch on the way. Davey a half swing but takes outside, 1-1. The outfield, Dave Winfield is in left, Ivan Morrell in center, Clarence Gaston in right. Jerry Morales might very well have played tonight, but Morales is out of the lineup. 1-1 pitch is low, ball two. The last game that the Padres played here in San Diego before going out on a road trip that saw them go to Cincinnati, Morales lost a fly ball in the sun, and it hit him right between the eyes. Broke his nose, a very painful injury, and so he's out. Lopes takes inside, ball three. Johnny Grubb, a great-looking young outfielder with the Padres, who is a strong candidate for Rookie of the Year. Grubb hitting .311. 8 home runs, 37 RBIs, but he's out with leg and heel trouble. Lopes hits one up the middle, right on by Corkins and on into center field. So Davey Lopes, who's been bothered by muscle spasms in the back of late, singles, and that will bring up Bon Joshua.
Number 12, Bon Joshua.
So Bon Joshua with Lopes at first. Davey has stolen 35 out of 50. Joshua brings a .247 average up to the plate. The Dodgers come into the game with a modest three-game winning streak. What makes it very interesting, the Dodgers have never lost a season series to the Padres. There's a pitch out with Lopes going. The throw is on a bounce, and they get him anyway, thanks to the pitch out. Right there to pin him was shortstop Rich Morales. So Davey Lopes is thrown out. Fred Kendall sending that. Called for the pitch out and nailed him. 2-6. One away. One ball and no strikes to Joshua. Dodgers have never had a losing series to San Diego in 5 years here. But this year they're 2 games behind, 9-7. Joshua slices one foul into the seats alongside the left field foul line. And they count 1-1. The future of the San Diego Padres is very murky. All we do know, chronologically, the next meeting to decide the future of the Padres will be October the 5th. Joshua hits one to straightaway center field. Coming up for it is Morrell to handle it for the second out. So two down and Tom Pishorek, the batter. October the 5th will be a Friday, the eve of the playoff games in the National League. It'll begin Saturday in Cincinnati. Cincinnati against whom? That's the question. Pittsburgh or New York? That's really going to be a mess. The Mets were rained out today. That means they have doubleheaders scheduled Saturday and Sunday in Chicago. Pishorek takes ball one. But Chicago without lights at the end of September, it is so difficult to get one game in, never mind two. They might wind up with suspended games and having to play off early next week. There's a half-swing fly ball to shallow center. Morrell coming up and can't get it. Base hit. So a Christmas gift comes early for Pishorek. A half-swing single. And the batter will be Steve Garvey. The Padres, not only is the franchise future up in the air, but the players don't have any idea what their future holds in store for them because their season ends Saturday night. Sunday, the Padres are off. But the Padres still have one game left on their schedule, which might have to be played. That would be with the Pittsburgh Pirates. The pitch to Garvey is low, ball one. So they have to hang around Sunday waiting for reports, and since the Mets are playing a doubleheader, they might have to wait a long time to find out whether they have to fly to Pittsburgh or not. So the National League East is very much up in the air, and the San Diego Padres might have a key to it. Maybe. One ball and no strikes to count to Steve Garvey. Steve hitting 305, eight home runs, 50 RBIs, coming off a big game against Atlanta. Corkins at the belt. For sure it goes, and it's a number up along third base foul, and the count 1-1. So in case you joined us last, Lopes rolled one up the middle for a base hit, was out on a pitch out from Fred Kendall to Rich Morales. Joshua flied to center. Then Pashorek on a half swing blooped a single to center. And here is Garvey in the count, one ball, one strike. On deck, Bill Buckner. Garvey waiting. Mike Corkins, five victories and seven defeats. Right-hander inserted in the last minute for Steve Arlen. And Garvey takes high, ball two. 2-1. Two and one to count to Garvey. Corkins checking with Fred Kendall. Pashorek was going on a pitch. We'll see if he tries to go again. Corkins ready and goes over there. So he thought that Tommy would try to go. Two balls and one strike to count to Steve Garvey. Two out, first inning, just the start of the ballgame. Dodgers have done pretty well here. They've won five out of seven. Garvey hits one foul off first out of play. But the Padres knocked the Dodgers from pillar to post in Los Angeles. They took seven out of nine. The Padres played better ball in Dodger Stadium than any other club in the league, by far. Two games better than Cincinnati, two games better than Houston. They won five of nine. The Padres, seven of nine. 2-2 to count. Garvey hits one off the fist, and it's a one-hopper foul outside of first. So he was properly jammed and cracked the bat. And Steve will have to get another from on-deck hitter Bill Buckner. Two balls, two strikes. The last two games of the year, tonight and tomorrow, the Dodgers have already won 93 games. The last Dodger club to win more, the 1966 ball club, had won 95. There goes Pashorek, and there's a drive into right field. A base hit, so Pashorek keeps on going to third. Gaston throws over there, not in time. A line drive throw, but Pashorek went in standing up. So first and third, the Dodgers with three hits in the inning, but they haven't scored yet. And the batter will be Bill Buckner. So Lopes, Pashorek, and Garvey have all singled, but the Dodgers still looking for a run. And the batter will be the left-hand hitting Bill Buckner with Steve Yeager on deck. Garvey off the bag at first. Corkins ready and works a strike to Buckner in the count 0-1. Corkins does not have a record with the Dodgers this year or lifetime. Mike has given up three hits in the inning, but nothing yet as far as runs. The pitch to Buckner, he checks and it's high. 1-1. Ed Runge calling balls and strikes. Bob Engel at first. Jerry Dale at second. Art Williams at third. Jim Gilliam coaching at first. Tommy Lasorda at third. Gilliam at the end of the month will head to Puerto Rico. He'll be managing down there. Lasorda will be heading for the Dominican Republic. Buckner fouls it off. Lasorda will be managing there. So the official National League season might have come to an end for two of the Dodger coaches, but they'll pick up again right in the end of October. In fact, for Lasorda, last year, he started managing, as he will this year, the last week in October, and if he could win everything, as he did last year, his season carries until the 8th of February. Here's the 1-2 pitch. They pitch out. The run is holding, 2-2. So Lasorda will go from one baseball season to another. He'll have about 2 weeks off and then go to the Dominican and have 2 weeks off in February and then go to spring training. So if you are a baseball man, you're really that all year long. 2-2, the count to Bill Buckner. Corkins at the belt. Mike deals. Fastball foul back. No, Bill is still there. 2-2, the count to Bill Buckner. Two on, two out in the first inning, no score. Garvey off the bag, held on by Nate Colbert. Bishorek down the line from third. Buckner waiting, and Corkins takes a look. Now Mike ready. And the right-hander deals, and Buckner swings and misses, strike three. So the Dodgers get three hits, but no runs, lead two. And at the end of half an inning, Dodgers nothing, Padres coming out.
Union 76 dealer Dario Rollery shows the spirit of 76 even to his littlest customers.
We have kids with problems all the time with their bicycles, and they're so darn cute. I just hate to turn them down, or they're probably ridden about 3 or 4 miles and they don't have any money for a flat tire repair or something. Well, we go ahead and take care of it for them. You know, they're just little tiny tots, and they're cute, and little tears in their eyes. So what are you going to do with them? Take care of these problems, because their little problems are major to them.
Of the first inning, the Dodgers failed to score. We'll set them defensively. Left-hander Tommy John on the mound and Steve Yeager behind the plate. An infield of Steve Garvey and Davey Lopes, Bill Russell and Jerry Royster, and an outfield of Von Joshua, Tom Pishorek, and Bill Buckner. Tommy John, who has already exceeded his high in the big leagues when he won his 15th, he had won 14 twice in the American League with the Chicago White Sox. Tommy now trying to finish up with a flourish and win his 16th. Tommy is 15-7. He's 1-1 with San Diego this year. He combined with George Culver way back in the first couple of games of the season to shut out San Diego 4-0. Then they beat him on the 3rd of July 4-1. And early in September, he had no decision. Tommy's coming off a victory. His last game, he beat Cincinnati. So Tommy John has won 4 straight decisions and his last 3 starts. So he's just the opposite of Claude Osteen. Osteen had a fantastic season and then suddenly hit the skid that saw him lose 5 in a row. So that kind of spoiled his overall record. And Osteen finished up 16-11. Tommy John is going the other way around. He's trying to win his 16th and finish up with a streak of 5 in a row. Rich Morales, the shortstop at the plate, hits a high chopper wide to third. Royster in front of Russell throws him out. One away. Big Dave Winfield, the left fielder off the campus of the University of Minnesota. Winfield has been very impressive in the 50-some-odd games he has played. He's hit .271 with 3 home runs and 12 RBIs. That might not be eye-catching, but when you feel that he just came off the campus, it's a big step. Winfield takes a strike, 0-1. Olympia Beer, happy to send it all to you. And boy, we got Ole weather, haven't we? Hope you're holding hands with a cold Ole right about now. Tommy John back with a breaking ball in the dirt, and the count 1-1. San Diego, losing 100 games every year in its existence, and the Padres are right at that mark now. A little slider in on the hands. Check swing by Winfield, 2 balls and 1 strike. The Padres going into this game have won 59 and lost 100. They have 2, maybe 3 games to play. A sinker is in there, gets away from Yeager. They have these two with the Dodgers, and as we mentioned, it is very possible they'll have to fly to Pittsburgh. 2-1 to count to Dave Winfield, right-hand hitting left fielder. Tommy John into the windup and delivers. Fastball low and outside, ball 3. On deck, Dave Roberts. .31 pitch is low, ball 4. So Winfield trots to first and Dave Roberts the batter. Roberts hitting .283. He has 20 home runs, 63 runs batted in. Skinner is coaching at first, and Dave Garcia at third. Don Zimmer has taken himself off the coaching lines, and he's managing from the dugout. Tommy John looks at Winfield. Now works the right hand hitting Roberts. Inside under the hands, ball 1. 1-0. Dodgers got three hits in the first inning but failed to score. Lopes singled but was thrown out easily when Kendall called for a pitch out. Tommy John's 1-0 pitch, a sinker hit slowly up along third on the chalk and goes foul. So Roberts will come back to try it again. It gives us a chance to repeat what we had mentioned earlier on the pregame show. The Dodgers announced today that they have rehired Walter Alston and his entire coaching staff for the 1974 season. Alston is finishing his 20th year tomorrow night. The Dodger coaching staff consists of Red Adams, Monty Basgall, Jim Gilliam, and Tommy Lasorda. One and one to count to Dave Roberts. Nate Colbert on deck. Roberts, a fine young athlete. And he's had a solid year, hitting .283 with 20 home runs. He figures to have quite a career. Tommy John's 1-1 pitch, breaking ball, swung on and missed, strike two. 1-2. Outfield deep and a route straight away. Tommy John at the belt, looks over at Winfield. Double checks him. Now the left-hander comes to the plate and the breaking ball is low. 2-2. So the Padres lost their starting pitcher, Arlen, with a stiff neck. Morales is out with that fly ball that hit him between the eyes. Johnny Grubb is out with a bad leg. 2-2 pitch coming up, and that's a half-swing foul. That thing was by Roberts. He just did get a piece of it. It's still 2-2. 3:30 down the lines, 3:70 up the power alleys, 4:10 to center. It's a reasonably good crowd for tonight. And might not be too bad tomorrow night. Tomorrow night figures, and you might as well put quotes around the word, it figures to be the last Major League Baseball game played in San Diego. 2-2 the count to Dave Roberts. Tommy John at the belt. TJ delivers in the dirt. Short hop by Steve Yeager. 3-2. Well, Tommy John, who is a breaking ball pitcher, has been allowed to keep a baseball that's been in the dirt. Normally, the umpires take a look at that right away, but Runge lets him go with it. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Instead, it's a throw to first. Winfield back to the bag. Tommy plants the left foot quickly to a stretch. Winfield goes late. The pitch is hit up along third base. Royster gloves, but he has to throw in a hurry late. Going to third is Winfield, and he makes it. So with Dave Winfield going on the pitch, he went from first to third on an infield single to Jerry Royster. And that'll bring up Nate Colbert with one out, runners at first and third. Nate Colbert, the big first baseman, checks in at .272. Tommy John's curve hit him on the foot and goes all the way over to the Padre dugout, and Colbert's down on his right knee and he can't get up yet. Perhaps it got him more on the ankle than the foot, and Colbert, using his bat as a cane, helps himself up, but he can't even walk yet. I think it got him either on the left foot or the left ankle, and they're spraying it right now. Montreal trying to wreck the Pirates. The Pirates led 2-0 at the end of five, and Gene Mauk's crew came up with three runs in the seventh inning. So the Pirates are at bat in the bottom of the seventh, and Montreal leading 3-2. Montreal gasping to stay alive. They're 3.5 back, and it's just about hopeless. But they've come from behind to take the lead. Well, Nate Colbert limping, and it's going to take him a while to get to first base. So the bases are loaded. He's about two-thirds of the way there now. He's just taking a stroll to first. So Colbert at first, Roberts at second, Winfield at third, Clarence Gaston the batter. Gaston hitting .256. An enthusiastic crowd here. The Padres last year drew almost 645,000. Tommy John delivers in a fastball, line drive at Lopes. He steps on second, double play, and that's that. Sir Clarence Gaston losing a base hit and two RBIs as his line drive goes right to Davey Lopes. No runs, a hit, two left, and at the end of an inning, no score. Friends, as you know, during the season, the Dodgers have special nights like helmet nights, team nights, and so on. And you know, you lady fans might follow suit. Every week or so, have bacon night, meaning, of course, Farmer John Bacon for dinner. A very delectable idea indeed, and one your family should welcome happily. Farmer John Bacon has such a rich, robust Western flavor that it takes only a little to satisfy meat-hungry appetites. And as we've often reminded you, it's the smoking that makes this flavor different from all the rest. Slow smoking, long and lazily, over native Western wood, that's the secret. And it gives every marvelous meaty strip of Farmer John Bacon a good Western smoke flavor like no other bacon can match. Sure, enjoy Farmer John Bacon for breakfast. It practically means breakfast out here in the West, but make it one of your regular main meal meats, too. You'll agree, it's the easternmost in quality and the westernmost in flavor. Next time you shop, bring home the bacon from Farmer John. Second inning, no score in the ballgame. The Dodgers, no runs, three hits. The Padres, no runs, one hit. On the message board, it says that tonight is the San Diego Union Tribune team picture night. Everybody here in attendance received a full-color and autographed team photo of the San Diego Padres, which might very well become a collector's item. Steve Yeager, Bill Russell, and Jerry Royster in that order. They played very hard games, the top and bottom in the National League West, for most of the year when the Dodgers rode the crest. Very tough indeed. Steve Yeager hits a bouncer foul over the head of Tommy Lasorda in the count 0-1. There have been four shutouts and five one-run games. As far as the shutouts, the Dodgers won three of them, but San Diego won four of the five one-run decisions. The pitch to Yeager is high. 1-1 to count to Steve. Steve Yeager finishing up the year hitting .256. Swings and rolls one back a third. Long throw for Roberts. It'll be just in time on a nice stretch by Colbert. So Yeager is out on a good throw by Dave Roberts. One away. And the batter, Bill Russell. Joe Ferguson has been bothered by an ailing back, so he might not see any service tonight or tomorrow. Say, are you a recreational vehicle owner? You'd be glad to know you can find holding tank pump-out facilities at many of the Union 76 auto truck stops across the nation. Bill Russell climbs in at .264 and takes a strike. Russell playing in every game, this number 161. For the Padres, game number 160, they don't have anybody close to playing in the mall. The next one to Russell is high, one ball and one strike. The high would be 142 games for Nate Colbert and catcher Fred Kendall. 1-1 pitch to Russell, fouled away in the count 1-2. Russell will go home and sit. It's been a long season for him, and the Dodgers just want him to go fishing in Oklahoma and take it easy. He has turned in a remarkable performance, day in and day out. The 1-2 pitch, Russell takes high, ball two, 2-2. Remember General Wainwright when Corregidor fell during the war and he was a prisoner for I don't know how long and they finally sent him back to the United States? It was a 2-2 pitch. Russell swings and misses strike three. Somebody said to the general, what are you going to do, sir, when you get home? He said, when I get home, I'm going to sit in my rocking chair for 6 months. And after 6 months, then I'm going to rock. Well, that's what Russell ought to do after playing just about every inning of every game since opening day and, for that matter, most of spring training. Dodgers never really had anybody else even considered to be the shortstop. Here is Jerry Royster. The pitch hit foul off first base. That carries into the seats off first and a count 0-1. Two down, second inning, no score. Mike Corkin substituting for Steve Arlen, who has a bad neck. And Tommy John trying to win his 16th. Here Here's a bouncer right back to the box, a lob to first, and that'll do it for Royster. So the Dodgers are gone in order. At the end of an inning and a half, no score. Friends, if you've
probably been hearing a lot of talk lately.
You know the bank places high value on personal service. When you walk into your nearest Union Bank, the people who serve you are genuinely pleased to see you. At the same time, the bank is aware that most of its clients are very busy people. And that's why management, some years ago, introduced a unique system to simplify banking by mail. In effect, it brings Union Bank to you. Wherever you are, you can handle your savings and checking transactions in a matter of minutes. Savings deposits, requests for withdrawals, why, even the transfer of money from one account to another. It's not a big thing in terms of money, but boy, it can save you substantial expenditures of time. So, between visits, when you're always welcome in person, bank by mail when it's more convenient. Union Bank, a most unusual bank. Member FDIC. Bottom of the second inning, no score. Let's pause for station identification. This is the Los Angeles Dodgers Radio Network.
Will Loman and Barkley have their stuff tomorrow morning, or will they be here doing their radio program from 5:30 to 10 on KFI Los Angeles?
Bottom of the second inning, no score in the ballgame. It'll be Fred Kendall, the catcher, followed by center fielder Ivan Morrell, and then second baseman Dave Hilton. Kendall has caught a lot of ball games, 142. That's six more than Joe Ferguson. Kendall has had a fine year. He's come from nowhere now and hits 282. The solid year behind the plate. He has some power. He has 10 home runs, 58 runs batted in. So Fred Kendall, right-hand batter, and Tommy John into the windup and delivers. Fastball is low, ball one, 1-0. Padres have some stock. They've hit 10 home runs in their last four games. The pitch to Kendall, a strike, and the count 1-1. Tommy John reading signs, now TJ ready. 1-1 pitch on the way, screwball on the outside corner for a strike, 1-2. As soon as we get anything new on that Montreal-Pittsburgh game, we'll pass it along to you. They're in the bottom of the eighth inning, Montreal leading 3-2. Now the 1-2 pitch on the way. Curveball fouled off. Boy, that would be a big boost to the Mets if the Pirates lost to Montreal tonight. The Mets with their back-to-back doubleheaders. And the Pirates with two scheduled games remaining. And then this extra one with San Diego, perhaps, for Monday. 1-2 to count to Fred Kendall. Tommy John into the windup and delivers. Fastball inside. Ball two. 2-2. The Mets have won 80 and lost 78. The Pirates are right at the 500 mark, 79. 2-2 pitch. Fastball hit foul outside of third to Dave Garcia. In the East, the Mets are one in front of the Pirates. The Cardinals trailing by 2.5. Montreal 3.5. Two and two to Kendall. Padres hit in tough luck in the first inning with the bases loaded. There's a shot up the middle. Base hit to center field for Fred Kendall. Tommy John got out of a scrape when Clarence Gaston's line drive was turned into a double play instead of two runs. That'll bring up Ivan Morrell. Morrell hitting 216. So Ivan Morrell, right-hand batter. With Kendall at first, nobody out in the second inning, no score. Kendall has stolen three bases. He's 3-3. Fred held on by Garvey. Tommy John is 500 with the Padres for the year and under 500 in his National League career with them. Sends a pitch down and away, ball one. One ball and no strikes to Ivan Morrell. Tommy John ready, has a look at first, back with a fastball that's fouled away off to the right, deep in the lower deck. 1-1 to count. Dodgers have won 7 and lost 7 with the Padres. 7-9 with the Padres. Here's the 1-1 pitch on the way, taken for a strike, 1-2. Dodgers lost 7 out of 9 at home. They've won 5 of 7 here. Dodgers against the West are right at the 500 mark on the road. Tommy John's breaking ball is hit to third. Royster goes to Lopes. Lopes goes to Garvey in the dirt wildly. Backed up by Yeager, who makes a skidding grab of it. Throws to Garvey to try and tag Morrell, but Ivan did not make a turn, so he's safely aboard at first. Royster made a timid throw to Davey Lopes. He was afraid to cut loose, and he just lobbed the ball to Lopes, so they lost any chance of getting a double play. Davey tried to hurry to first, but he threw it in the dirt. But had Royster fielded the ball and fired to his second baseman, they would have gotten a double play, perhaps. 5-4-4s, one away. And now here is Dave Hilton, right-hand hitting second baseman. Hilton batting 197. Swings, rolls one foul outside of third. Safe with a full flavor of freshness from pork and pork products, you know the name you can be sure of is Farmer John. Pitcher Mike Corkins on deck. Corkins is a good hitter. The pitch now low, 1-1. Tommy John checking. No score in the second inning. One out. A look at Morrell and then a throw over there to drive Ivan back. Morrell this year has stolen two bases. He's 2 for 2. Tommy John at the belt. Now the 1-1 pitch on the way is outside, ball two. 2-1. Next to the last game. Tomorrow night, the starting pitcher will be young Jeff Zahn, unless he is pressed into service tonight. Here's the 2-1 pitch. High and outside. Hilton started off and held up. Ball three, 3-1. If Zahn is used tonight, then it would boil down to either Doug Rau and or Greg Shanahan. 3-1 the count to Dave Hilton. Tommy John will look over at Ivan Morrell, a left-hander with the runner going, delivers a drive to right center. Buckner has a play, however, so Morrell will come back to first base as Bill makes the catch. Two down, and Mike Corkins coming up. Corkins has hit 3 home runs, one of them against the Dodgers. So a good hitting pitcher, Mike Corkins, coming up. He hit one at Dodger Stadium. Corkins is good enough to be used as a pinch hitter this year. He went 0 for 1 as a pinch hitter, right-hand batter. Tommy John delivers and misses outside, ball 1, 1-0. Direct contrast between the Dodgers and the Padres. The Dodgers announcing the signing of Walter Olson and the coaches. They know their year is over tomorrow night, no matter what. And the Padres are as up in the air as the Goodyear blimp. Pitch fouled away, 1-1. They don't even know when this year is going to end. And the coaches and the manager completely in the dark as to their future. The future of the franchise is in the dark. They're finishing on a strange off-key note here in San Diego. 1-1 the count. Mike Corkins waiting. 2 out in the second. No score. Tommy John ready. A look over at first. The 1-1 pitch. Fastball. He's late as he fouled it off. And the count 1-2. A beautiful evening in San Diego. Your mind just goes, you wonder what kind of a night it is in Washington, D.C. 1-2. Well, they're in the bottom of the ninth at Pittsburgh. And the pitch is swung on and missed, strike 3. The Pirates are at bat in the bottom of the ninth, and Montreal trying to really punish them. Montreal 3 and Pittsburgh 2. Meanwhile, here in San Diego, at the end of 2, no score.
Well, friends, right now would be a good time to break open a fresh six-pack of Olympia, the light, refreshing beer made only in Tumwater, Washington. And while that Ole is cooling us off, it sure would be a good time to think back to the Dodger Old-Timers Day of 1971.
At this rather historic occasion, the three Cy Young Award winners of the Dodgers were reunited. Don Newcomb, who won the first Cy Young Award in 1956, Don Drysdale, the 1962 winner, and the great Sandy Koufax, three-time winner in 1963, 65, and 66. It's a fitting tribute to the great pitching the Dodgers have had when you realize that these three Dodger pitching greats have won the Cy Young Award five times out of the 17 years it's been awarded. And what better way to toast Dodger pitching greats than with Olympia beer? Olympia beer, made only with the best of the hops and the choicest malting barley, and brewed with the pure artesian well water found only in Tumwater, Washington. Olympia. Two innings are in the books, no score. The Dodgers, no runs, three hits. Padres, no runs, two hits. And for more play-by-play, here's Jerry Doggett.
All right, Vinny, it'll be Tommy John to start it off. Tommy hitting 208 on the year, has 15 hits and seven runs batted in. John, Lopes, and Joshua, the way the Dodgers come on in the third inning. All right, Tommy John coming up. John, a right-hander, facing Mike Corkins. And we'll be set to go now. Here's the windup and the pitch on the way. Fastball, that's low, one ball and no strikes. 1-0 the count to Tommy John. Davey Lopes out on deck. The Dodgers three hits, the Padres have two, and here we are again in another tough one between these two clubs. Now the pitch on the way, fastball high. Ball two, two balls and no strikes. The Dodgers have won 93 games. The Padres have won 59. The boy, when they play each other, it's something else again. You'd never think the Dodgers had won 24 more games. Breaking ball, foul back, and the count is 2-1. Two and one the count. Two balls and a strike. Now Corkins into the windup, and a bouncing ball hit the shortstop. Morales waits for it, goes up in the air for a high hop and throws him out, one away. So one down now, and the batter will be Davey Lopes. Lopes singled to center in the first inning and then was out trying to steal. The announcer has announced Von Joshua is up. And Davey Lopes stops in the on-deck circle and points toward Von and says, "You better come on up here and hit. He's announced you." So Davey Lopes steps in instead. Now the windup and the pitch on the way to Davey. Breaking ball is a little high. One ball and no strikes. 1-0 the count. Like to send along good wishes and best of get-well greetings to Red Patterson, who's in the hospital at St. John's in Santa Monica, recovering from surgery. Dodger VP is a ground ball up the middle for a base hit. Davey Lopes grounds one to center, his second hit of the game. So to Red, hope he gets well in a hurry and back on the job in a few days. Red had some surgery and he's getting patched up and he's all right. Here's Joshua at bat, fly to center field. Vaughn flat out, first time up, hitting 247, one home run and 16 runs batted in. Runner on first, Lopes, if he tries to steal this time. Thrown out the last time he tried to go. Throw over there from Corkins, tag foot on him too late. Davey has stolen 35 out of 50. That's a pretty good percentage for his first year. Davey's had a fine year. Converted outfielder, playing second base, doing a good job. Now the look, and here's the pitch. Ground ball to right field, base hit. Lopes around second, headed for third. Gassing up, throws across the infield, cutoff, and runners are first and third for the Dodgers with one out here in the third inning. Joshua, ground single to right. Tommy Pashori coming on, blooped a single to center field his first time up. You know, the competitive edge in business may well depend on your banking decisions. Have Union Bank on your side. Meeting at the mound for the moment now. Colbert comes over to have a talk with the pitcher Corkins. Kendall goes out. Morales, who was there for a moment at shortstop, goes back. And Pashorek, the batter, hitting 257. Tom trying to pick up the run now. Tom has 13 RBIs on the year in 187 trips to the plate. All right, Tom trying to get him in. A swing and a miss at a breaking ball. Strike one. The Padres set the infield double play depth, trying to shorten up the inning and end it, in fact. Cut off a possible score by the Dodgers. Lopes on third, Joshua on first here in the third inning.
One out as John grounded out to open the inning. Corkin set again. The look over. And now the pitch. Ground ball hit to third deep. Along the line, Roberts down to second base in time for one there. Throw to first way off the mark. That'll carry into the dugout. If Pashorek will be awarded second base. Roberts threw to second, and then Hilton made a bad play. He had no play because Joshua had come in to take him out of the play, but he threw anyway and threw it away, and he draws an error. So Pashorek is on the force out and goes to second on the error. The Dodgers get a run and lead 1-0. Joshua's out from Roberts down to Hilton. And now the batter, Steve Garvey, single to right his last time up. Garvey's had a pretty good RBI percentage this year. Steve has knocked in 50 runs with 344 at-bats. The best RBI percentage among regular players would be Joe Ferguson. Here's a breaking ball inside. But overall, it would go to Kenny McMullen, who has 18 RBIs and 85 at-bats, and that figures out to a 212 RBI percentage, which is very high. All right, Corkin's working. Pashorek on second. Garvey trying to get him home. 0-1 pitch on the way. Breaking ball bounced foul at third. Lasorda over to make a lunge and a one-hand play. Gets a round of applause as he fires it back. 1-2 count. Now the pitch. Ground ball to shortstop. Morales comes in for it, makes his play in time. Garvey out to retire the side. But the Dodgers get a run on two hits. There was an error, and they leave a man. And the score at the end of 2.5 innings of play, Dodgers 1, Padres 0.
The better the mileage you get with Union 76 gasoline, the better you like your Union 76 dealer. So here are a few tips on how to get the most out of a gallon of gas. How about starting a cold engine? Well, it doesn't pay to let it idle unnecessarily. Union 76 suggests you start up, give the oil a few seconds to start circulating. Now, that's seconds, not minutes. And then drive off, maintaining moderate speeds until the engine is warm. Union 76 also suggests that you never race a cold engine. All you're doing is burning up a lot of gas at 0 miles to the gallon. Another thing that can affect mileage is low tires. Union 76 recommends keeping them at the right pressure because an underinflated tire creates drag and that costs gasoline. Your Union 76 dealer will check your tires for you. Every week, ask him to do it. He'd be glad to help you get the most out of a gallon of Union 76 gasoline. So do what all of us do. Put a man with spirit on your side. The spirit of 76.
Okay, to the last of the third inning, top of the order for the Padres with Morales, Winfield, and Roberts coming on. Morales grounded the third his first time up. Final score in the American League, Texas beat Kansas City 5-4. Bibby the winner and Little was the loser. Still nothing final out of Pittsburgh where Montreal is beating the Pirates by a score of 3-2. And boy, they're trying to really destroy the Pirates. And did they lose a tough one last night on a wild pitch? That's the way they lost the playoff game last year, the final playoff game to the Reds. And a wild pitch beat them last night by Chris Zachary. Fastball comes down low and away. One ball and no strike. The teams in the East have really been scrambling around personnel-wise. You remember the other night that a Miller came in to pitch for the New York Mets? That's our old friend Bob. He's been around. I'll tell you one thing. He's moved around several places this year, and he winds up in New York trying to help them into the pennant. Now the pitch on the way. Off speed, and it's a little low for a ball. 2-1. Chris Zachary's been around a while. It seems like he was with Houston for a while, a long time ago. The wild pitch to run home last night. 2-1 pitch. High bouncer, wide to first base. Garvey coming for it. He'll feed back to John, covering in time. Tommy stumbles at the bag, but he makes the play. So Morales is out. Garvey to John, who had to come over and cover. One away, and here's Dave Winfield at bat. He walked his last time up. In that game last night, I don't know whether you read it or not, they were trying to walk Bob Boone, the San Diego boy playing with Philadelphia, and Zachary got it too close to the plate, and Boone singled to center field, and that set the runner from second over to third, and that's what set it up, because a couple of pitches later, then Zachary wild pitched the run home, and the Phillies beat the Pirates last night, a real crusher. Here's a pop-up in shallow center. Out goes Davey Lopes. Davey there to make the catch, and we have two away. So Winfield pops up, two down, and Dave Roberts coming on. But in case you missed it today, the Cubs and the Mets were supposed to play in Chicago. They were rained out. They have had a doubleheader set for tomorrow already, so that will be played tomorrow. And then they will have to play another doubleheader on Sunday.
So the Mets have four games left in 2 days in Chicago. And, of course, with the weather bad today, you can't tell what's liable to happen the next 2 days. So they may not wind up the season on Sunday. The Padres might have to wait another day before they go back to the East. And then wouldn't it be something if the Eastern Division wound up in a tie and they'd have another one-game playoff? They might go to the middle of next week. Here's a curveball and a high chopper out toward Lopes. He has to come fast for it, and his play is too late. Roberts gets his second infield chopper. Boy, he's getting to be a master at chopping that ball down into the ground. He beat one out in the first inning, and now he beats one out here in the third. A high chopper toward Lopes. Here's Nate Colbert, hit on the foot by a pitch by Tommy John last time up. Well, it's all over. Montreal beat Pittsburgh 3-2. Marshall was the winner, and Ellis was the loser. And boy, don't you know, the Mets really appreciate that. And the Expos have technically stayed alive, but boy, they're just barely hanging on. Here's a swing of the foul tip away, and it is strike one. The Expos now are three games out. They have two to play. The best they can hope for is a tie. They have won 78. If they'd win two, they'd win 80. They would have to hope that the Mets lose all four. And then if that were to happen, Chicago would tie the Mets and Montreal. So it would really be a mess if the Mets were to lose four straight to the Cubs and Montreal win the next two. There's a foul out of play, and it is strike two. But you could talk about the possibilities of the Eastern Division for quite a while and still not settle it, and they've only got two more days left. But as we say, they could wait till the middle of next week to get it settled. Pittsburgh might have to have a playoff or play the makeup game with San Diego. New York and Chicago might be postponed, have to play on Monday. Then they might wind up in a tie and play on Tuesday for that playoff game and the number one spot. Pitches high and tight to Colbert, leans away, and it's one ball, two strikes to Big Nate. Nate has a six-game hitting streak going. He has 22 home runs and 79 runs batted in. Now the 1-2 look and the pitch on the way from John. Breaking ball inside, ball 2-2-2. Tommy trying to keep the ball in on him. The attendance at Pittsburgh tonight was a little better than last night. 27,000 tonight. They had only 11,000 last night. A very small crowd for that game. We'll check those figures to make sure. 27 tonight. What was the last night, Dave? Do you have it? There's a breaking ball low and away. Ball three, and it's a 3-2 count. Yeager now reminding John that he has a runner at first base on a 3-2 count. They had 11,500 last night, so they had 27,000 tonight. That's quite a bit better. 3-2 the count. Now the look and the pitch on the way. Low, he walked him. So Colbert is on for the second time. Second walk given up by Johnny is hit a batter. Down to second base goes Roberts, and coming to bat is Gaston, who lined out into a double play in the first inning. Hit one right to Davey Lopes. Davey went to the bag at second to double up Roberts. This time, there are two outs. The other time when Gaston was up, there were runners at every base and only one out. So Cito Gaston is batting. He has a 256 average, 16 home runs, and 57 runs batted in. Fastball on the outside corner for a strike. Plato fires a rookie, but the name is familiar, Ed Runge Jr. All right, a strike one count as John goes out of a stretch again. The pitch. Swung on a miss. Good sinker. 0-2 the count. TJ trying to get his 16th win. He's going to wind up with a very good year if he does. Of course, he's had a good year already, 15-7. Now the look, and here's the pitch. Breaking ball is a little low, one ball and two strikes. Messersmith is through for the year, 14-10. Osteen, 16-11. Sutton is 18-10. And John could be 16-7 and have the best percentage on the staff. So he's had a fine year. Now the pitch on the way. Low and outside for a ball, and the count goes to 2-2. Tommy could wind up. He has a percentage now of 682. Now the pitch on the way outside for the ball, and the count goes 3-2, so he has a full count. He could wind up with a 696 percentage for the year. And that ain't too bad. All right, a full count. Runners on, ready to go. And John whirls to fake Roberts back at second with no one covering. So Roberts darts back to the bag. 3-2 count. Now the pitch on the way to Gaston. Struck him out. Good sinker. And down goes Gaston to retire the side. John gets his second strikeout. And they're all gone. No runs and a hit. And the Padres leave 2. The score at the end of 3 innings of play. Dodgers 1 and San Diego nothing.
You see all the fans devouring Parmesan Dodger dogs at the ballpark, and you say to yourself, what's more fun than a hot dog? But there's also a serious side to hot dogs, the inside. What's inside is what's different among hot dogs, wieners, and franks. Consider Parmesan wieners and Parmesan Dodger dogs. The big 10 inches sold as Parmesan extra long wieners in your store. These are made with fresh, lean, homegrown beef and finest, freshest eastern corn-fed pork. Every ounce of the meat is from appetizing table quality cuts, such as you buy in the fresh meat department. Parmesan uses no meat byproducts, nor does he add fillers like cereal and soy flour. All the seasonings are natural herbs and spices. And the good western flavor of Parmesan wieners comes from real smoke from native western wood, not from smoke flavoring like some people use. So outside, hot dogs may look alike. Ah, but inside, it's a different story. Make sure the label on the package says Parmesan meat wieners.
I was set to move along into the fourth inning of the game with Bill Buckner, Steve Yeager, and Bill Russell will do up here now. Buckner struck out his first time up. So Billy Buckner stepping in. Right-hander Mike Corkin set to go to him here in the fourth inning. Now the windup and the pitch on the way. Ground ball hit to first base. Off Colbert's glove into right field. Down the line. Gaston over at the line to pick it up and brings it back in. And Buckner is on. We'll score it as a base hit. So Buckner singles past Colbert down the right field line. That is hit number 6 for the Dodgers. And it brings to bat Steve Yeager, who grounded the third his last time up. We were talking about Tommy John and his winning percentage. If he wins tonight, he would have a .696 percentage. If he loses, he'd drop to .652. But he would still have the best winning percentage on the staff. Don Sutton is at .643, Osteen .593, and Messersmith .583. All right, Buckner away from first. Now the pitch on the way. Swung on a miss. A good hard slider. No balls, one strike to Yeager. Yeager, Russell, and Royster. Good crowd on hand tonight here in San Diego. Boy, a fine turnout to see the game. Should be over 10,000, it appears. The Dodgers drew their smallest crowd of the year in Atlanta, the second game there. Yeager swings at a breaking ball. He was fooled. He dropped his bat. Corkins took a little off that time. Yeager, of course, hasn't played a lot this year. He's had only 125 at-bats, so he really hasn't had too much of a chance to figure out the pitching in the league, and, of course, this is his first full year. So for Steve, it's been trying times, and he's done a good job. He's hitting .256. It's a high fly ball to center field. Coming up fast forward is Morrell. He's there now and makes the catch for the out. So Yeager pops out to center, one away, and the batter will be Russell. The Dodgers are high on Yeager. They really like him. And Alston particularly says he gives you some stock. He's a real bulldog behind the plate. And it looks like he's getting to be a better hitter. If Steve were to play all the time and hit .256, they would really be satisfied. And he might get more and more of a chance. Here's the pitch on the way. Swing and a miss, strike one. If he does get more and more of a chance, it means, of course, that Ferguson will play more and more in the outfield. And Joe is a very good outfielder. So the Dodgers are fortunate to have two young catchers of good ability, and one of them can play in the outfield to boot. So that's really a plus. And they're both in their first year. All right, strike one count to Russell. Throw to first, Buckner gets back. The Dodgers, in looking back on their year, feel really fortunate that so many of their youngsters have come up as they have. Lopes brand new this year. Yeager and Pishorek and Ferguson and Say. As a bouncer to third base, it'll go foul ball. So it's strike two to Bill Russell. the Dodgers with 93 wins and a chance to go for 95, and that's a pretty good package for one season. 95 will win the pennant most of the time. The Reds got hot and had an amazing streak, as you know, and of course they have a great ball club. They're going to wind up very close to 100 wins. They have 98 now, and three games left. Here's the look in the pitch to Russell. Broken bat and a blooper to the right side, and over goes Hilton to make the catch on it. So Russell is out on a little humpback pop fly out to the second baseman. Two down, and before we see Royster, we'll pause for station identification. This is the Los Angeles Dodgers Radio Network.
This is KTAR in Phoenix.
Royster at 182 grounded out his first time up. Young infielder getting a chance to play here in the last couple of games. Throw to first base, very close. Bruckner back with a hand, and he's called safe for first base umpire Engel. So Billy just did get back. On the scoreboard at Cincinnati, they're in the 13th inning, all tied up at 3-3. The folks are getting their money's worth there tonight. Royster takes a curve strike, 0-2. The pitchers now are Bainey and McMahon. It was Bainey, of course, who won the pennant clinching ball game for Cincinnati last Monday against San Diego. Buckner on first base. Royster waiting at the plate. One strike count to Jerry. Make the count strike two, though. We'll wait and see. Here's a breaking ball low. One ball, two strikes. Plate umpire Runge has not come up with the hands. The scoreboard shows a 1-1, so we'll hold on that. St. Louis leads Philadelphia 1-0 at the end of five innings of play. Cardinals a slim chance trying to hold on. Now the look runner going. Pitch outside. Here's Kendall Slowdown. It's on a bounce. And too late. And Buckner is in with a steal. So Billy Buckner steals one. For Buckner, that's his 12th out of 14 tries. Buckner got hurt on that play. I think he might have got hit in the face by either the ball or the glove of Dave Hilton, who came in to make the tag. Buckner got up and turned his back to the infield and now looks toward the outfield. And trainer Bill Buehler is out there along with coach Tommy Lasorda. And out now comes Walter Alston. So the ball either bounced up and hit Bill in the jaw, or Hilton's glove and trying to stop the ball got him in the side of the face. They're checking his teeth. And Billy says, I'm all right, but I just got a sore jaw. Now he's holding the side of his face on the right side. Apparently, it must have been the ball that bounced up and hit him. The ball came out of Hilton's glove, and he was trying to apply the tag, and it bounced away. All right, Alston and Lasorda kind of laugh and come trotting off along with Bill Buehler. So he's all right. Buckner will stay in. Got hit in the jaw with the ball. And he has a successful steal. Fourth inning, 1-0, Dodgers leading. Royster waiting, now trying to pick him up. Jerry has two RBIs for his major league career thus far. 2-1 count. And the pitch by Corkins, breaking ball low. And that runs it out to a 3-1 count, according to the scoreboard. Montreal beat Pittsburgh tonight 3-2. Doc Ellis took the loss, and Mike Marshall was the winner. That puts the Pirates a game and a half back. The Mets were rained out. There's a fly ball to right field, well hit. Gaston going back for it, one-handed going away. Well, Royster hits it hard to right field, but not quite enough. No runs, one hit, one left. The score at the end of 3.5 innings of play. Dodgers 1 and the Padres nothing.
Hi there. This is Arthur Godfrey. I want to talk to you who know a child who is crippled. Listen to me. I'm talking about crippled children whose people can't afford the medical and surgical treatment that the youngsters need. Throughout North America, there are 22 hospitals set up to help these children, and it's all for free. Over 850,000 men who belong to the Shrine and the Shriners Hospitals foot the entire bill. And they've been doing it this way since 1922 without regard for race or color or creed, at the Shriners Hospitals for Crippled Children. So if you know a crippled child under 16 whose folks can't afford the treatment that he or she needs, please tell them about the Shriners Hospitals for Crippled Children. Tell them to write to this address.
Elza Reba Shrine Temple, 1502 West Washington, Phoenix, 85007.
Tommy got the Dodgers on the victory trail here in San Diego at the start of the year. He and George Culver on April the 8th combined for a 4-0 shutout of the Padres. And then he lost to them 4-1 in July. The Dodgers opened the season in San Diego. They will close the season in San Diego, and that's kind of a rarity in the schedule. So they opened it on April the 6th, 7th, and 8th, and did not win their first game until the 8th that Sunday afternoon when John won it. And now they'll close out the season here. Usually a team will either open at home and close on the road or vice versa, but this year the Dodgers open on the road and closed on the road, and they did the same thing last year, and that was because of the strike. They opened in Cincinnati and closed in Atlanta. All right, here's Kendall at bat. He's 1-for-1. Here's Tommy John to the windup and the pitch on the way. Breaking ball that's in there for a strike, 0-1. Runge behind the plate. His dad, Ed Runge, was in the American League for a long time. His name is Paul. I think we might have called him Ed a while ago. Now the 0-1 pitch. Fastball, that's low. 1-1. One ball, one strike. Nobody out, nobody on. Bottom of the fourth inning. Tommy John to the windup, and the pitch tapped foul off to the left out of play to the Dodger dugout on the count. One ball, two strikes. The Dodger run batted into Tom Pashorek on a force out. Here's TJ's windup and pitch. Curve that's a little high for a ball, and the count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes to Jerry Kendall. He's done a good job hitting .282. 10 home runs and 58 runs batted in. There's a drive to center field coming up at Pashorek. He's got it. Chest high. Hard hit ball by Kendall. He hit it right on the button. Line to center. One away, and the batter will be Ivan Morrell. Morrell has on a fourth play, his first time up batting .216. Olympia Bear sending you the action from San Diego Stadium. One more to go on the schedule. The Dodgers trying to win their 94th game here tonight. Here's the windup and the pitch on the way. In for a strike, good fastball around the belt. 0-1 to Morrell, a right-hand batter. Second baseman Dave Hilton is out on deck. Now the 0-1 pitch on the way. Low outside for ball, 1-1. The infield and the outfield grass pretty well chewed up from football. The Chargers worked out here this morning. There's a curve swung on in this, and it is strike two, 1-2. And they've played several games here, of course, and the field is beginning to show it, the effects of the football games that have been played here in the workout. The swing and a miss. Morrell goes down on strikes on a curveball. CJ gets his third strikeout of the game. Dave Hilton will be the batter now. Hilton slide out to right field, his first time up. Dave Hilton. Now the windup by John and the pitch on the way. Hilton the swing and a foul tip at the plate, strike one. 0-1 the count. No balls, one strike. John down to get a new ball from the plate umpire. Mike Corkin's out on deck. Tough game, 1-0 score. Dodgers over the Padres. The run came in the third inning. Now the windup and John's pitch on the way. Fly ball to left center field. Going to drop for a base hit. Pashorek over to cut it off, and Hilton is on with a solid single to left center. That is hit number four, and it brings to bat the pitcher, Mike Corkin. Mike struck out his first time up, but he's a pretty good hitter. Corkin's hitting 167, has a home run this year. In fact, he has three home runs this year, six hits, three homers, and five RBIs. Batting average is 194. He's a pretty good hitter. Curveball is inside. One ball, no strike.
Ball got away from Yeager, but no advance by Hilton. Enthusiastic crowd on hand, pulling for the Padres right down to the end. I imagine, though, if the Padres leave and go to Washington or wherever, that most of the San Diego fans will revert back to being Dodger fans, as they have, we understand, for so long. Here's a swing and a miss for strike 1-1. Some might be Angel fans, but we hope, of course, that they remain baseball fans. That's the important thing. Now the 1-1 pitch on the way. Lined in the left field, a base hit for Corkin. Up with it is Joshua to bring it back in, and so again with two out, Tommy Johns in trouble once more in each inning, except in the second. And in that inning, he had a leadoff base hit. He had the bases loaded in the first, two on with two out in the third, two on with two out in the fourth, and here's the leadoff man, Morales, coming on. Morales is grounded out twice. Winfield on deck. So John, once more, will have to go to the whip to get him out of here. The hits now, Padres 5 and the Dodgers 6. Dodgers lead 1-0. Tommy John checking signs. Here's a look in the pitch on the way. Curve is a little high. One ball and no strike. We have the wayward musician downstairs. Just playing a bass horn of some kind. A ground ball right to his legs. Looks up. Pete Russell in time. Great play. A ground ball hit right through John's legs and Lopes behind second base. Somehow came up with the ball. Fed it to Russell in time to get Corkins for the out to retire the side. A fine play by Davey Lopes. No runs, two hits, and the Padres leave two more. They have left seven men on in four innings. The score, Dodgers 1, the Padres nothing.
Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. It's the water of that makes it holy beer. It's the water and the hot beer.
It's the special air that makes Olympia such a special beer. That's Olympia. It's the way we make our holy, holy beer. It's the water and the hot beer.
On the last play of the inning there, as Morales tried to leg out that play to first base, there was no play on him, of course, but he hit the bag hard and came down in his ankle and apparently twisted a leg, knee, or an ankle, and he's going to have to leave the ball game. We're going to have a new shortstop coming in for San Diego. And it looks like it's going to be Dwayne Anderson. We'll check it and see. But Morales hurt himself running to first base when there was actually no play after Lopes had made a fine play on him to get the force out of second base on Corkin. So we'll have Dwayne Anderson now in there for Morales at shortstop. A most colorful event set for Dodger Stadium November 6th through the 11th, the annual Mobile Home and Recreational Vehicle Show, staged by the Trailer Coach Association, the greatest assemblage of such vehicles west of the Rockies, in Dodger Stadium and in the parking areas. A great show, November 6th to the 11th, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. All right, let's go to the fifth. More play. Here's Ben.
All right, Jerry. Still 1-0 Dodgers, the Padres being thoroughly frustrated. Tommy John followed by Davey Lopes and then Von Joshua. Mike Corkins delivers, and Tommy John fouls it away, 0-1. So Dwayne Anderson picking up for the injured Morales. And Mike Corkins going to work. Now the right-hander comes back, and Tommy backs away, but it's a strike in the count 0-2. No balls and two strikes to Tommy John. He'll be followed by Davey Lopes and then Von Joshua. The Dodgers one run on a half a dozen hits. The Padres no runs, five hits. Tommy bounces one up along third. Foul ball. Roberts throws him out, but they'll have to do it over again. So Tommy comes back, no balls, two strikes. Padres hitting in very tough luck. With the bases loaded in the first inning, Gaston drilled one at Davey Lopes, who stepped on second base for a double play, and they left two. And in the fourth inning, Morales drilled one up the middle. It looked like it was going to go through, and Lopes was able to come up with it and feed Russell for the fourth. So the Padres have left seven men in four innings. 0-2 the count. Mike Corkins into the windup and delivers, and he missed inside with the change. Ball one, 1-2. Apparently, Morales suffered pulled muscle in the lower back in straining to beat a play, and he had to come out. Here's a 1-2 pitch to Tommy John, high and outside, ball two, 2-2. Corkins checking signs, Tommy John waiting. Mike deals, and it's swung on and missed, strike three. So Tommy John strikes out. One out, and Davey Lopes the batter. Lopes is 2-for-2. So Davey, who started the night at 272, is now hitting 275 as he stands at the plate. Von Joshua on deck. Corkins into the windup. Mike ready and delivers, and it's punch foul off to the right of the plate, out of play. 0-1. 1-0 Dodgers. We're in the fifth inning. The Dodgers scoring in the third. A couple of base hits and an error. Got the run over. Corkins reading signs, flashed out by Fred Kendall. Now the strike one pitch to Lopes off speed, and that's hit to Dwayne Anderson. Shortstop picks it up and throws him out. So they get Lopes for the first time. And we have two out in the fifth inning, and Von Joshua the batter. Joshua flied to center and single to right. So Von Joshua at the plate, Tom Pashorek on deck. Two out, fifth inning, 1-0 Dodgers. Corkins into the windup. Mike deals, and the fastball is high. Ball one, 1-0. One and all the count. Corkins back to the plate, and the pitch is high. Ball two, 2-0. The 2-0 pitch to Joshua is belted to right field. That should go all the way up into the seat. So Von Joshua really kissed one upstairs, and Joshua tucked in the ball. That's his second home run, his 17th RBI, and the Dodgers lead 2-0. And boy, he really drilled it. $10 books of Union Oil Auto Script for Von Joshua, and two books of the Southern Area Boys Club, 1339 East 120th Street in Los Angeles. The Dodgers team now has hit 109 home runs. That's the same number as the Padres. Here's Tom Pashorek. He takes the strike, 0-1. The 1966 club has hit 108, so this club goes above that. 0-1 the count to Pashorek. Tommy is singled, hit into a force play, 1-for-2. Corkins' next one is bounced to third. Dave Roberts up with it and across the culvert and that's that. One run, one hit. The end of four and a half. Dodgers 2, Padres nothing. Bottom of the fifth inning with the Dodgers leading the Padres 2-0. Two runs, seven hits, and no errors. Padres, no runs, five hits, and one error. Tommy John trying to win his 16th. Tommy has never won more than 14, and of course his last time out was 15, so now he's reaching up another notch. Dave Winfield, Dave Roberts, and Nate Colbert in that order. Winfield has walked and popped up. Roberts has two infield hits, and Colbert has been hit by a pitch and walked. Winfield takes low, ball one, 1-0.
Tommy John, both feet on the rubber, looks down to get a sign. Now TJ delivers fastball. That's low, ball two, 2-0. Two and oh pitch to Winfield is swung on and missed, 2-1. Two and one, the count to Winfield. Tommy John ready and delivers, and the pitch missed again. Ball three. 3-1. Dave waiting, 3-1. The other Dave Roberts on deck. Tommy John comes back to the plate and gets a strike. Winfield started to go to first and came back. 3-2. He gave a pretty good fake of throwing his bat away, but he never did throw it away. So a full count to Dave Winfield. Tommy John checking. Big Winfield waiting. And the 3-2 pitch on the way as the ground ball hits slowly to Russell. He times the hops and throws him out on a close play. The big fella can run. One away. Well, friends, you know, the man with an ongoing business certainly needs to know what's going on, right?
Sure.
And a Union Bank money engineering study can give you an outside viewpoint to help you cut costs and expand profit margins. One away, and the batter, Dave Roberts. Two infield singles to the right-hand hitting third baseman. He hits one over the mound, over second, backhanded by Lopes, but he has to eat it, so Roberts is 3-for-3. So Dave Roberts bouncing another one behind the bag and legs it out. And the batter is Nate Colbert with a six-game hitting streak. Colbert hit by a pitch and walked. They'll give Dave Roberts permanent possession of the infield now. He has three legs on the trophy with three high choppers to third, short, and second. There's Colbert. He was struck on the foot, actually on the ankle in the first inning. A breaking ball is low, ball one, 1-0. It's an enthusiastic crowd. You wouldn't think that they're saying goodbye to baseball. They're having a good time tonight. Hope there'll be a good crowd tomorrow night. The 1-0 pitch inside, ball two. There's a fellow with a tuba, or is that a French horn? It's a tuba. Anyway, it's difficult to bring on a crowded subway. And he's leading the charge with it. The 2-0 pitch is a ground ball sharply into center base hit. Roberts is around second and holding as Tesoro comes up ready to fire. So back-to-back singles, and the Padres have seven hits, no runs, and the batter is Clarence Gaston. Gaston lined into a double play. He really hit in tough luck because he hit the ball hard and struck out. For the right-hand hitting right fielder is 0-2. Dodgers leading 2-0, but the lead is in jeopardy here with one out. Tommy Reddy serves a breaking ball hit just foul. Inches outside of third and down the line. Down in the Dodger bullpen, Charlie Huff throwing knuckleball, getting ready in case they need him. For Tommy John, he has to get two more outs to make it his game. As a starter, he has to go the required five, and he's only gotten 4 1/3. Clarence Gaston with Fred Kendall to follow. 2-0 Dodgers in the fifth inning. Dave Roberts away from second base. Nate Colbert from first. Tommy John at the belt. Strike one pitch on the way. Slow curve hit down to Russell. He shovels to Lopes after some difficulty, and there's no play at first. Apparently, Russell could not quite get the ball out of his glove. He hesitated, and they lost any chance for the double play. Two down, and Fred Kendall, the batter. He has single and lined out. 1-for-2. So fourth place, 6-4, and the Padres first and third, two out on the fifth. Dodgers leading 2-0. Kendall 1-for-2, right-hand hitting catcher, batting 283. Dave Roberts walking down the line from third. Clarence Gaston away from first. Tommy John delivers, breaking ball in the dirt. Yeager on his knees to block it. One ball, no strike. Kendall has a look at Dave Garcia coaching at third. 1-0 the count. Dodgers scored a run in the third and one more in the fifth on the home run by Von Joshua. Tommy John's 1-0 pitch
Outside, ball two. On deck, right-hand hitting center fielder, Ivan Morrell. 2-0 the count. Tommy John at the belt. Now the 2-0 pitch, fastball on the outside corner for a strike. 2-1. Kendall again checking with Garcia. 2-1 the count. Tommy John checks his runners. Now the 2-1 pitch, fastball, line drive into center. Base hit. One run is over. Stopping at second is Gaston. So the Dodger lead is now 2-1. With two down, the batter will be Ivan Morrell. Tommy John has pitched a charm to 4 2/3. So one run on 8 hits for the Padres. They could easily have chased Tommy John, but he's been lucky. And now here is Ivan Morrell. Hit into a force play and struck out. Morrell is 0-2. Tommy John's fastball swung on late and missed. 0-1 to Ivan. The count. Tommy John back with a fastball swung on and missed. It's a good downer, too. Mark Sinker, 0-2. So three more hits in the inning. Padres have one run, 8 hits. And they've left 7. They've got 2 men on here. Tommy John ready in the strike 2 pitch to Morrell. Breaking ball, hit foul outside of third. So Ivan is still there, 0-2. Charlie Huff going in the bullpen just in case. Dodgers 2 runs, 7 hits. Padres 1 run, 8 hits, 1 error, and several line drives. Tommy at the belt, looks at his runners, comes back to the plate, 0-2, and there's a ground ball to third, and Royster brings it to the bag to end the inning. To the Padres, another frustrating inning, 1 run, 3 hits. They've left 9 men in 5 innings, and at the end of 5, Dodgers 2, Padres 1. 6th inning, the Dodgers 2 runs, 7 hits. The Padres 1 run, 8 hits, and 1 error. Steve Garvey, followed by Bill Buckner and Steve Yeager in that order. Garvey is singled and grounded out. He's 1-2. Mike Corkin's very much in the ballgame. The Dodgers leading 2-1. And Garvey waiting for Corkins, who's on the grass, or what's left of it, behind the mound. Mike back up on top. Working the bases. 0-1 to Steve. Corkins on the rubber, into the windup. The strike 1 pitch is hit by the mound to the left is short. Anderson fields it near the bag and throws him out. One away. Bill Buckner struck out and singled. Buckner is 1-2. A friend, Union 76, says, never race a cold engine. You're just burning up gas at 0 miles per gallon. And your Union 76 dealer wants you to get the best mileage possible. So Buckner checks in, 1 away. 2-1 Dodgers with a run in the 3rd and 5th. The Padres' run came in the 5th. Corkins delivers a change, and it's popped in the air foul behind the plate. Kendall coming back to the screen, and it's on the other side of the screen. So that took the catcher right out of the play, and the count 0-1. In case you missed it, Montreal beat Pittsburgh. That's a big game. Montreal beat him 3-2. In 14 innings, the Giants beat Cincinnati 5-3. McMahon the winner over Tomlin. In the top of the 9th, Dave Rader homered. In the bottom of the 9th, Cesar Geronimo homered. And not the 9th, the 12th. And they went into the 14th inning where the Giants won it 5-3. Well, the Giants, their 87th victory. The Reds are 98-62. 1-1 the count to Bill Buckner.
Fastball to Buckner. Roll wide to first to Colbert, who comes over himself to do it. So two down on ground balls, and the batter will be Steve Yeager. Yeager grounded out and flied out. He's 0 for 2. Two runs, seven hits for the Dodgers. One run, eight hits, and one error for the Padres. The pitch to Yeager is outside, ball one. When San Diego hits in the bottom of the sixth, they have Dave Hilton and Mike Corkins, a good hitting pitcher. He's already 1 for 2. And Dwayne Anderson finishing up at shortstop for the injured Rich Morales. Now the 1-0 pitch on the way. Yeager fouls it away off to the right into the lower deck. 1-1. Here's a 1-1 pitch to Steve Yeager. Swung on and missed, chasing one that wound up in the dirt. And the count 1-2. 2-1 Dodgers, trying to win 6 out of 8 here in San Diego after losing 7 out of 9 at home. 1-2 pitch to Yeager. Swung on and missed. He loses his bat, gets tagged by Kendall, and the Dodgers are out in order. Second time they've been retired in order, and at the end of 5.5, Dodgers 2, Padres 1.
Kelwyn Hotline.
I've had it. I've really had it. Tonight, three of them jumped us. Got my purse. Turned the wedding band off my finger. My husband, he'd hand over his money. Why'd they have to beat him up? National lady next door. Just last week, junkies broke in. Took everything she had.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
Kelwyn, when they need that stuff, they do anything. Intercept pushing you've got to get. Right around the block like he owns it. Got little kids. No more than 10, 11 years old. What about heroin? It's...
Can you describe him?
I know who he is, all right. Only I don't want more trouble.
We don't need to know anything about you.
Fix the pusher. Call the National Heroin Hotline, 800-368-5363. It's a free call from anywhere in the country. It's run by the federal government. Call Heroin Hotline in Washington, D.C., 800-368-5363.
Race 2-1. Tommy John getting ready to pitch to Dave Hilton, followed by the pitcher Mike Corkins, and then the leadoff man Dwayne Anderson. Dave Hilton flied to right and singled to center. He's 1 for 2, right-hand batter. Tommy John has been in constant trouble. He has not been able to retire the side in order. He hadn't really come close. So we'll see how he goes in the sixth inning. He's dodged a few arrows, and he's allowed 8 hits but only 1 run. Tommy ready, and the pitch to Hilton. He fakes a bunt, takes inside. Ball one. He had Royster on the move. 1-0. Mike Corkins in the on-deck circle. Good hitter. Now the 1-0 pitch to Hilton. Fastball hit foul off first base, out of play. 1-1. Good friend of ours is recuperating. I guess he still makes his home in Paramount. Roger Craig. Roger was operated on, I think it was yesterday, herniated disc, and apparently coming along very well. The pitch high. Ball two. 2-1. Hilton waiting. Tommy John into the windup. And the 2-1 fastball is hit to dead center. Pechorek goes away back, turns and makes the catch to the out. So Hilton hits it a long way, but to the deepest part of the ballpark. It's 4-10 to straightaway center. So one out. Mike Corkins, 1 for 2, coming up. Say if it's the East and most in quality and the West and most in flavor, you know it has to be from Farmer John. Tommy, both feet on the rubber, looks in for a sign. Right-hand batter. On deck, Dwayne Anderson. Tommy John ready. A breaking ball stayed up. Ball one. 1-0. Now
out. A 1-0 pitch swung on late and missed, and the count 1-1. One out, sixth inning. Dodgers 2, Padres 1. Tommy John's slow curve stayed high. Ball 2, 2-1. Tommy into the windup, comes back to the plate, fastball, but that runs away outside. So he's behind to Corkin 3-1, and Mike checks now with his third base coach, Dave Garcia. Good-natured group of fans just below us into the right having some fun, and the pitch is fouled off 3-2. They're taking pictures of each other. I guess, in a sense, a picture of when you were at Padres Stadium or San Diego Stadium watching the Padres. That will be a collector's item, along with the team photo. Here's the 3-2 pitch to Mike Corkin. Swung on ground ball to the left of Russell, but he gobbles it up, and at the bag, throws to Garvey for the second out. Two down, and Dwayne Anderson coming up. Anderson hitting 128.
The shortstop, Dwayne Anderson.
Dwayne, originally with the Cardinals, right-hand batter. Tommy John into the windup and delivers. Slow and outside. Ball 1, 1-0. Now the 1-0 pitch on the way. Fastball low and inside. Ball 2. Tommy trying to retire the side. He's got a leg up on it now. He got Hilton and Corkins. But he falls behind Anderson 2-0. Now the 2-0 pitch. Tommy's fastball hammered to center, but Pashorek is there and makes the catch, so he gets the side in order on a couple of shots to center and a ground ball. And at the end of six, Dodgers 2, Padres 1.
The Olympia Brewing Company of Cumwater, Washington, invites you to take this moment to open another light, refreshing Olympia beer and join them in a toast to perhaps the greatest manager in Dodger history, a man by the name of Walter Alston. With the end of the 1973 season, Walt will have completed his 20th consecutive campaign as Dodger manager. Up to the 1973 season, Walt has led his Dodgers to 6 National League pennants and 4 World Championships. In fact, way back in 1955, Walt led the Dodgers to their very first World Championship, beating the Yankees in 7 games. This marks the first time in World Series history that a team had come back to win the series after losing the first 2 games. And just to prove it wasn't luck, Walt repeated this amazing feat in the 1965 series with the Minnesota Twins. So let's raise our glasses of Ole, salute the great Dodger manager, Walter Alston. And while we're at it, let's have another Ole to toast Ole beer itself. It's the water and a lot more. Innings with the Dodgers 2 runs, 7 hits, no errors, and the Padres 1 run, 8 hits, and 1 error. Mike Corkins and Tommy John. Corkins has concluded his warm-up, so let's go to the 7th. For more play, here's Jerry.
All right, Vinny, Russell, Royster, John coming on here in the 7th. Russell has gone 0 for 2, Royster 0 for 2, and John is 0 for 2. So Russell steps in. All right, Bill waits. Now the windup and the pitch on the way to Bill. A swing and a line drive base hit the left field. So Russell is 1-for-3 tonight, opening up the top of the 7th inning with a single to left. 0-1 the count with Royster due up next and then Tommy John. Royster has grounded out and flied to right field. So Royster the batter. Charlie Huff throwing again in the Dodger bullpen. Dodgers leading 2-1. Royster 0-for-2. He's looking for a base hit. Russell away from first. If the Dodgers go for a play now. There's a throw to first and Russell jumps back on the bag. Bill has stolen 14 bases, been caught 7 times. All right, Royster waiting again and again to throw to first, and again Russell is back. So in the seventh inning, Russell opens up with a base hit. Corkins and John in quite a duel here tonight. Here's the look on the pitch to Royster. Line drive, base hit to center field. So Russell goes into second base and holds there, and the Dodgers open up the seventh with back-to-back singles. And the batter will be Tommy John. So John coming on will... Well, he hasn't come out yet, but Tommy, if he comes up there, will be asked to bunt, no doubt. Huff throwing in the bullpen. We'll see if they're going to go for a hitter for Tommy now. He has not come out as yet. Charlie Huff working in the bullpen, and Willie Davis is going to come up and bat for him. So the Dodgers apparently are not going to go for the bunt. They're going to send Willie up there and bat for Tommy John here in the seventh inning and try to put a little more room on the scoreboard here for Tommy. So Davis will be the batter. Willie D. Willie, as a butter, has sacrificed only one time. He has seven sacrifice flies. So Willie Davis at bat, and apparently the Dodgers will not go for the bunt. We'll see if they do ask Willie to bunt. Third baseman Roberts is up on the edge of the grass, but that's because of the left-hand batter up. And Willie takes high inside ball one. He was not around as if to bunt. As Russell and Royster open up with base hits, we have action down in the bullpen now for San Diego. Mike Caldwell, big left-hander, warming up. Here's the pitch from Corkins. Davis swings and fouls it back out of play. One ball, one strike. All right, one and one count. Tommy John worked six innings, allowed one run, eight hits. Walked two, struck out three. 9,169 is the crowd tonight, so we didn't miss our guess by much. Guessing 10,000, and we're just a little under that. 9,169. Now the pitch. Davis takes a breaking ball. That's low. Ball two popped out of Kendall's glove. Russell moved off second base and then held up. 2-1 the count to Willie Davis. Seventh inning. Davey Lopes on deck and Joshua to follow. The Dodgers leading 2-1. The count to Willie D. Two balls and a strike. Here again is the look, the check, and the pitch on the way. Davis fouls this one back upstairs, coming right to our booth. Bounced from the booth next door where Jerry Coleman, the broadcaster, the ex-infielder for the Yankees, was not there. Or he would have caught it. Bob Chandler was busy. He couldn't get it. All right, 2-2 the count. Davis fouling one upstairs. You don't get too many foul balls up here in San Diego. It's a long way up. But Davis flew that one back here. All right, Corkins ready. Runners move off. The pitch to Willie. Ground ball to right field. A base hit. Here comes Russell around third, headed home. Gaston's throw will come across the infield. Cut off. Dodgers lose. Lewis, the Cardinals have added two more against the Phillies and lead now 3-0 going to the next. Swings on a knuckleball, strike one. A little charge music down in the bullpen is Eddie Solomon for the Dodgers. Charge music down below. Huff working here in the seventh. Now the look and the pitch. Knuckler foul off first base out of play, strike two. So Dave Roberts waiting at the plate. He's chopped that ball down in the dirt pretty well tonight to get three hits. Knuckleball outside, one ball, two strikes. Roberts hitting .283 coming into the game, and he has 20 home runs. He's had a fine year. 63 RBIs and rapidly improving in his play at third base. Now the 1-2 pitch. Knuckler high, ball two, 2-2. It's possible that eventually Roberts will wind up playing first base. He is several years younger than Colbert, and if the Padres were to deal away Colbert, then Roberts might be the candidate to play first base. He's tall, rangy. All right, a 2-2 count as Huff gets set again. The look and the pitch. Knuckler is swung on and fouled away, and the count stays 2-2. That bounced off Yeager's chest protector. Two balls, two strikes. Nobody out. One on here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Two and two. Now the pitch. Knuckler inside, ball three, and it's a 3-2 count. So Huff now working into trouble here. The Padres have had base runners in every inning but the sixth inning. Tommy John got him out in order in the sixth inning, and that was all. He took the came out of the game for a hitter. In the seventh inning, it's Davis single to drive in the run. Runner bluffs going, pitch swung on, nub foul at the plate. Roberts chopping down on that one again and fouled it away. So the count stays 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Now Jim Brewer begins to throw in the Dodger bullpen. So fireball might be called on here pretty soon. All right, 3-2. Pitch on the way. Knuckler fouled away as he checked his swing. The game is in the seventh inning. Three balls and two strikes with nobody out. Winfield, the runner at first base. Now the pitch again. Knuckleball swung on and missed. Strike three. Struck him out. One away, and we'll pause for station identification. This is the Los Angeles Dodgers Radio Network.
This is KTAR in Phoenix. It's 9:30.
Here's Nate Colbert at bat. He has been hit by a pitch, walked and singled, so he's one for one tonight. Colbert waiting at the plate. Knuckleball swung on and missed, strike one. Colbert has 22 home runs and 79 runs batted in. All right, it is strike one. Now the pitch. Outside for ball. One ball, one strike to Colbert. Charlie Huff checking signs again. Now lob throw to first base, not in time. It's one and one. It's up, ready, delivers. Knuckler, fly ball to left center field. Pastorek on the run, a long way to go. Makes a fine running catch for the out. Pastorek racing into left center field to haul that one down. Ball was not hit too far, but it looked like it was going to go up the gap. And over went Pastorek to make the play. Now Gaston will be the hitter. He has lined into double play, struck out and grounded into a force play. So Gaston stepping up here in the seventh inning. We have two outs. Tito Gaston, the batter. On at first base, Dave Winfield opened up the inning with a single down the left field line. Up Knuckler is high. Ball one. One ball and no strike. For Charlie Huff, it's been a good year. A good year for experience. He's worked 69 innings. And he is working on the knuckleball pretty good. And he's coming up with a dandy pitch. Here's a swing and a miss. One and one. He's won four. He's lost two. His earned run average is 2.74. He has struck out 69 batters in 69 innings. Walked 45. So that's the one department he wants to reduce, the number of walks. Knuckler dropped by Yeager, but no advance. It was high ball, 2-2 and one. Two balls and a strike with two outs. Now again, Huff ready. Waiting is Gaston, the pitch on the way. Knuckleball is inside. 3-1. So he's fallen behind. Once Charlie's able to throw consistently for strikes with that knuckleball, he's going to be something else again. He has not started the game. Strictly in relief. This is his 37th appearance. Only Rickert and Brewer have been in more games. Now the pitch. Knuckler, ground ball to short. Russell up with it. Looks to second in time, and the inning is over. So he gives up an infield single, and then that's all. Side retired in the seventh inning. No runs, one hit, one left. The score at the end of seven innings of play. Dodgers 3, Padres won.
Well, it happened again, and you certainly can't do much better. In fact, you can't do any better. Once again this year, Farmer John batted 1,000 at the recent California State Fair. Out of 15 Farmer John products entered in this world-famous fair, all 15 won gold medals. 15 gold medals, mind you, more than any other packer, more than any other food processor, more than anybody. Judging at the California State Fair is completely impartial. The products carry no identification, no brand name to avoid possible bias. Each is presented to hundreds of visitors to the fair for their opinion of its flavor and appearance. And only those products judged of exceptional quality are awarded gold medals. 15 gold medals out of 15 entries. How about that? Keep this in mind when you push your cart through the meat department and delicatessen section of your store. Always reach for the gold medal winning products from Farmer John. Exceptional quality. Who could ask for anything more?
Okay, let's go along into the eighth inning of the ball game. Here's the final score, and the Cardinals beat Philadelphia 3-0. And a two-hitter by the Cardinal pitchers. Thompson with Segee getting the win. Okay, let's go to the eighth inning. More play here's been.
All right, Jerry. The Dodgers stubbornly holding on to a 3-1 lead. Mike Caldwell has concluded his warm-ups. It'll be Steve Garvey, Bill Buckner, and Steve Yeager. Garvey has singled and twice hit the ball to shortstop. He's 1-for-3. Caldwell into the windup and delivers, and the first pitch is lifted to right field. Clarence Gaston comes up a few strides and one hands it casually, one away. One out, and Bill Buckner is struck out, singled, and grounded out. Buckner is 1-for-3. So Buckner at the plate, Yeager to follow. 3-1 Dodgers in the eighth inning. Caldwell's fastball, a trifle high, ball one. The Dodgers 3 runs, 10 hits, and no errors. And the Padres 1 run that came in the fifth inning, 9 hits, and 1 error. Buckner hits one foul down the left field line out of play, and the count 1-1. The Padres leaving men on base in every inning but the sixth when they went out in order. They've left 10 men. The ball retrieved in the stands, much to the delight of the crowd of over 9,000. The next one lifted back a third and foul ground goes Dave Roberts. Signals he has it, and he does. So Buckner fouls to Dave Roberts, 2 away, and Steve Yeager making his way to the plate. 9,169, and a highly enthusiastic crowd. There's nothing about a wake here tonight, although tomorrow night it might be a little different. But tonight, the crowd in fine spirits. Caldwell's first pitch is nubbed back to the box. Up along third, in fact, the ball never did get out there, and Caldwell can't make a play. The ball hit the spongy grass and never kept going. It just died. So it's an infield single for Steve Yeager. And the batter is Bill Russell. That's 11 hits for the Dodgers. So everybody in the starting lineup has one. Willie Davis has a pinch hit. And Davey Lopes and Bon Joshua, 2 hits apiece. So 3 runs, 11 hits for the Dodgers. 1 run, 9 hits for the Padres. Russell swings, doesn't get it, and the count 0-1. Russell takes a look at another strike. Paul Runge, the plate umpire, 0-2. Two down, eighth inning, 3 runs, 11 hits for the Dodgers, 1 run, 9 hits, and 1 error for the Padres. Fastball down and away. 1-2 to Russell. Padres in the bottom of the eighth have Kendall, Morrell, and Hilton, and then the pitcher's spot. 1-2 pitch, low and inside, a good save by Fred Kendall. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Jerry Royster on deck. Russell hitting 264. Caldwell ready. The 2-2 pitch is hit to center.
Morrell going back on the ball, turns and makes the catch for the out. So the Dodgers lead Yeager at the end of 7.5. Dodgers 3, Padres 1.
Would you rip off a friend? Probably not, but that's what people do every time they shoplift. They're not only stealing from stores, they're stealing from their own friends, their family, and everyone else they know. Because every time a store owner suffers a loss from shoplifters, who do you think winds up paying for it? Not the owner, certainly. He can't stay in business by losing money. It's customers who ultimately make up shoplifting losses by paying higher prices. And that isn't fair to the rest of us. People who think they're ripping off the establishment aren't ripping off the establishment at all. They're ripping off every friend, every customer, every person they know who shops at that store. And they're even ripping themselves off by taking that big chance of being busted and convicted of shoplifting. No ifs, ands, or buts. Shoplifting is stealing. And since shoplifters cause higher prices, shoplifters take everybody's money. This message brought to you by this station and others who are concerned.
Bottom of the eighth inning, 3-1 in favor of the Dodgers. 3 runs, 11 hits. 1 run, 9 hits, and 1 error for the Padres. Charlie Huff serving up some knuckleballs to Steve Yeager. And it'll be Fred Kendall, Ivan Morrell, and Dave Hilton in that order. The Dodgers with Charlie Huff and Steve Yeager. An infield of Steve Garvey, Davey Lopes, Bill Russell, and Jerry Royster. And an outfield of Bon Joshua, Tom Fishorek, and Bill Buckner. Way out in center field, a sign, actually a sheet, draped over the balcony that says 93 and 66, the Dodger record. It says 93-66 and proud of it. Dodgers, we love you. There's also another banner that says, good luck, Padres. And one other that says, keep the Padres in San Diego. The pitch inside, ball one, 1-0. Kendall singled twice and lined out to center, so he came within an ace of being 3-for-3. Huff's knuckleball is instead a fastball this time for a strike, and the count 1-1. 1-1 to Fred Kendall, 9,169 taking in the game. The next pitch swung on and fouled away, and the count 1-2. One and two. Ivan Morrell on deck. Now Charlie into the windup, and the 1-2 pitch, knuckler popped in the air. Davey Lopes on the rim, waiting for it to come down, and puts it away. So Kendall knuckles one up to Davey Lopes, one down. Ivan Morrell twice hit into fourth plays and struck out. The center fielder is 0-for-3. A drive into left center field, and Joshua's going to have to chase it to the fence along with Fishorek. Fishorek picks it up, and by that time, Morrell has a long double up the alley in left center. So with one out, a double by Morrell brings up Dave Hilton. And we'll see about a batter for Caldwell. Down in the bullpen, Gary Ross begins to throw, a right-hander. Leron Lee comes out on deck to bat for Caldwell, and the knuckleball is a strike in the count 0-1. Ivan Morrell away from second with one out, 3-1 Dodgers in the eighth. A knuckleball is hit back to Huff, he looks Morrell back to the bag and throws out Hilton. So two down in the eighth inning. And now Leron Lee will come up and hit for Caldwell. And Gary Ross will be pitching to the Dodgers in the ninth inning. So Leron Lee, left-hand hitting outfielder at the plate. Lee hit .236 this year. So Leron Lee coming up. Lee with the Padres last year hit .300, so his average really took a beating this year.
Charlie Huff delivers, and it's whacked down the right field line. Fair ball into the Dodger bullpen. That gets Morrell home. Lee is to second base and holding, and the Padres are very much in it. Dodger lead is 3-2. So Charlie Huff gives up his third hit and his second double here in the eighth inning. So the Dodger lead 3-2. The tying run is at second base. And we're going to have a pinch hitter for Dwayne Anderson. And that'll be Gene Locklear. So Locklear traded from Cincinnati in the Freddie Norman deal. Left-hand hitting outfielder will be coming up with a chance to get San Diego even. So Gene Locklear coming up to the plate. Leron Lee at second base. A run over with two out in the eighth. And the Dodgers trying to hold on to a 3-2 lead. Down in the bullpen, Greg Shanahan and Doug Rao. So it looks like Jeff Zahn will definitely pitch tomorrow night. So Charlie Huff trying to get Gene Locklear. Locklear hitting 233. Takes ball one. Since he came to San Diego, he's hit 240. Locklear has three home runs. He's hit them all with San Diego and 29 RBIs. Charlie Huff's knuckler way inside. A great stop by Steve Yeager. 2-0. We're in the bottom of the eighth. Dodgers 3, Padres 2, Leron Lee, the tying run at second base. Here's the 2-0 pitch to Locklear. Ball three. On deck is the big left fielder, Dave Winfield. So 3-0 to the pinch hitter after pinch hitter Lee chased home Ivan Morrell. Up at the belt, and the 3-0 pitch to Locklear in for a strike, 3-1. Leron Lee with his double drove in his 30th run of the year. But it's been a bad year for the outfielder. 300 last year and 236 this year. Here's Locklear waiting at the plate. Left-hand batter. 3-1 pitch. Fastball. Swung on and missed. Strike two. So a full count to Gene Locklear with two down. A run over in the eighth. 3-2 Dodgers. Padres have left at least one man in every inning but the sixth. They've left 10. Huff reading Yeager. Now Charlie ready. And the 3-2 pitch is lifted to left field down the line, slicing away from Joshua, but he goes into foul ground to make the catch. One run, two hits. The Padres lead their 11th man. And at the end of eight, Dodgers 3, Padres 2.
Dodger great right fielder Carl Perillo had one of the great throwing arms of any man who ever played the game. In fact, somebody once said of Carl Perillo that his arm was so good he could throw a lamb chop past a hungry wolf. Well, now, whether Carl Perillo or anybody else could throw a tall, cold Olympia past a thirsty man, now there's a subject that is really open for question. Because Olympia has that extra special flavor that comes from being brewed with the finest ingredients that money can buy. Now, you take hops, for example. The Olympia people don't brew their beer with just any old hops. They take the time and they take the trouble to go to the hop-growing country and personally select the hops they use. And it's that kind of extra care and effort that makes Olympia beer just a little bit special. So the next time, ask for Ole. And remember, it's the water and a lot more.
As they go to the ninth inning, the Dodgers 3 runs, 11 hits. Padres 2 runs, 11 hits, and 1 error. Gary Ross, the right-hander, comes out of the Padre bullpen. He's 4-4. And for Gary, this would be his 58th relief assignment. Darryl Thomas comes into the game at shortstop the same time as Ross.
And so, since the leadoff spot made the last out, put Gary Ross there in the number one spot. And put the shortstop, Darryl Thomas, batting ninth. The 3-2 Dodgers, they'll have Jerry Royster, Charlie Huff, and Davey Lopes. And when the Padres come up in the bottom of the ninth, they have the heart of the lineup, Winfield, Roberts, and Colbert. And if anybody gets on, Gaston. So Charlie Huff has some big hitters to contend with when we get to the bottom of the ninth inning. Gary Ross, 4 victories, 4 defeats, and a very high earned run average. If you're a relief pitcher and your earned run average is over 5, you know it's been a rumpy year. Because on the San Diego Ball Club, the best earned run average on the staff is over 3. All right, Jerry Royster. Hit back to the box, fly to right, and singled. Right hand hitting third baseman. Cups one foul outside of first. 0-1 to Jerry Royster. So the Padres have had 3 shortstops, Morales, Anderson, and Thomas. 0-1 to count to Jerry. Right hand to Ross deals, and the pitch is low. Royster faking a bunt. 1-1 to count. 9,169 came out tonight. Everyone in attendance receiving a fine color photo of the San Diego Padres. 1-1 pitch, fouled away off to the right, carrying the lower deck, 1-2. Our best wishes to Vice President Red Patterson, who is safely ensconced at St. John's Hospital in Santa Monica. He is in fine fettle, we are happy to say, although he is not to laugh. And this is not a laughing matter. The 1-2 pitch to Royster, fisted over the head of Colbert, inside the foul line for a base hit. Finally retrieved at second by Hilton, who throws to his shortstop, Thomas, and they get Royster's second base. A great heads-up play by Dave Hilton, the second baseman. The Royster blooped one for a base hit, and then Hilton retrieved it and threw to Darryl Thomas to get the sliding Royster. One away, and Charlie Huff coming up. Charlie Huff waiting, Gary Ross ready, and delivers an exit foul down the line and well back into the stands, 0-1. 3 runs on a dozen hits for the Dodgers. They had 10 hits off starter Mike Corkins. Here's the strike one pitch to Huff. Fastball over, strike two. One away in the ninth. Gary Ross from McKeesport, Pennsylvania. Right-hander strike two pitch inside, ball one. Good size for a pitcher, 6'1", 190. Gary working from the first base side of the rubber, and the 1-2 pitch on the way is a ground ball to the hole and through into right field. Base hit. So Charlie Huff punches one into right field for Charlie, his third hit of the year. Dodgers now with 2 hits in the inning, but they only have a runner at first. 13 hits in the game for the Dodgers. And the batter will be Davey Lopes. Davey is 2-for-4. And on deck, Von Joshua. 3 runs, 13 hits, no errors for the Dodgers. 2 runs, 11 hits, and 1 error for the Padres. Ross checking, Lopes waiting. Charlie Huff wearing a heavy windbreaker right near the bag at first. And there's a high chopper down to short. Darryl Thomas goes to Hilton for one to first, not in time. So they get Charlie Huff off the base pads on the force play. 2 down, and Von Joshua will be the batter. Davey Lopes tried to steal in the first inning, but Fred Kendall called for a pitch out and nailed him easily. So we'll see if Davey is entertaining any ideas of trying to steal second with 2 out in the ninth. Lopes has stolen 35. He's been caught 16 times. And Von Joshua with a single and a home run at the plate.
Lopes off the bag. Ross has a look over there. And now the pitch to Joshua High. Ball one. 1-0. 3-2 Dodgers trying to win their 94th game. One ball and no strikes to Von Joshua. Ross at the belt. Throws to first, driving Lopes back. The biggest game of the night is over. Montreal beat Pittsburgh 3-2. That's a crusher for the Pirates. They are now trailing the Mets, who are idle by a game and a half, but the Mets have back-to-back doubleheaders on Saturday and Sunday. Pitch inside to Joshua. If the Pirates by Sunday night are still barely alive, the Padres will have to fly to Pittsburgh. Sometime Sunday, they have no idea when. And then play an afternoon game with the Bucks Monday, if that's necessary. The Pirates technically have left Saturday and Sunday afternoon. And the Mets have two doubleheaders in Chicago Saturday and Sunday. But the Mets now certainly see some daylight at the end of the tunnel. They lead by a game and a half with perhaps just 2 days to go. But that's some race. 2-0, the count to Von Joshua. There goes Lopes, and Joshua fouls it away. Off to the left, out of play, 2-1. The National League playoffs will begin next Saturday, a week from tomorrow, in Cincinnati. They play Saturday and Sunday in Cincinnati, and then the weekdays in New York, if necessary. Best 3 out of 5. But before that, there might even have to be a single-game playoff to decide the winner of the National League East. So that's really going down to the wire. 2-1 to count of Joshua. We'll see about Lopes. He does not go. And Joshua takes off speed on the outside corner for a strike. 2-2. Joshua hitting 253. Bond has had a very difficult role to play this year, but he has done well whenever allowed to play. He's only been in 70 games. He gave a lot of people a big thrill at Dodger Stadium in the last Cincinnati series when he threw out Tony Perez at the plate. There goes Lopes, and the pitch is a ground ball up the middle, base hit. So Lopes keeps on going. He's almost at third, and they'll hold him as the throw comes into Nate Colbert. Clarence Gaston had to come. Ivan Morrell finally got to the ball, and you knew Lasorda was thinking about sending Lopes in, but Morrell finally got to it ahead of Gaston and hurried the ball back into the infield. So the Dodgers, like the first inning, have 3 hits but nothing to show for it in the 9th inning. They lead 3-2 on 14 hits, and the batter is Tom Pashore. For Joshua, his 3rd hit. He has 3 singles and a home run. Gary Ross allowed 3 hits but no runs, and with 2 out, Pashorek fists one foul off first base and out of play. 0-1. Frank Snook begins to throw in the San Diego bullpen in case Ross can't get that last out. 3 runs, 14 hits for the Dodgers. 2 runs, 11 hits, and an error for the Padres. The Dodgers have 14 hits, 13 singles, and a home run. Ross at the belt, checks the runners, and the strike one pitch to Pichard, fouled away again, 0-2. It goes upstairs, directly behind the plate. No balls, 2 strikes. Don't forget, Winfield, Roberts, and Colbert will be coming up for the Padres in the bottom of the 9th. 0-2 to Tom Pashorek. Joshua at first, Lopes at third. There goes Joshua. The pitch outside. Kendall a look, then throws to second, and there's no play. So Von Joshua steals second. For Von, he has stolen 7 out of 9 this year. The one thing that Kendall had to do was look at Lopes, because if he had just taken the pitch and thrown to second, Lopes might have been able to come home, but the look kept him frozen, and then the throw was late to second. 1-2 pitch to Pashorek, inside, ball 2. So the Dodgers have three hits and a stolen base, but still don't have a run here in the ninth, although they are trying to hold on to a 3-2 lead. Ross, the third San Diego pitcher, Corkins and Caldwell preceded him. Right-hander's pitch to the plate is a bouncer up along third, foul, knocked down by Dave Roberts. So they'll try it again, 2-2. Bon Joshua away from second, Davey Loaf from third. Ross to the windup, and the 2-2 pitch. Fastball lifted foul off first. Colbert coming over, but it's back in the stands, out of play. So it's still 2-2. Here in the inning, Royster blooped a single to right, tried to go for two, and Hilton threw him out. Huff singled, Lopes forced him, and then Joshua came up with the third hit, sending Lopes to third, and then Vaughn proceeded to steal second. But it's up to Pashorek with first base open and the count 2-2. Ross ready, the right-handed deals, and Pashorek loops it to right field. Gaston was overshifted. He's not going to get it, and it lands inside the foul line. Going into second is Pashorek on a looping double to right. He picks up two RBIs, and the Dodgers, on their fourth hit in the ninth inning, get two runs to have a commanding 5-2 lead. And we'll pause for station identification. This is the Los Angeles Dodgers Radio Network.
You're listening to Dodger Baseball on your 620 Action News Station, KTAR in Phoenix. It's 10 o'clock.
So Tom Pashorek, with a bloop double to right, drives in two. And the batter is Garvey, who is one hit in four at-bats. 5-2 Dodgers on their 15th hit. Garvey hits it foul off first base. That goes upstairs and then trickles back down below. And the count 0-1. Well, it's a lot of base hits for five runs. 15 hits, 13 singles, a double, and a home run. Four hits in the ninth inning alone. Pashorek at second base, and the pitch to Garvey low. Tommy picking up those two RBIs. Now has 15 for the year. 1-1 to count to Garvey. Bill Buckner on deck. That takes some pressure off Charlie Huff now. He has a three-run lead. The 1-1 pitch to Garvey swung on late. I think he was trying to go to right field in the count 1-2. One ball and two strikes to Steve Garvey. Garvey hitting 304. Ross delivers, swung on, and foul tipped and held by Kendall. And down goes Garvey. But the Dodgers get two runs, four hits, leave one. And at the end of 8.5 innings, Dodgers 5, Padres 2.
'76 dealer Walt Perry tells the true story of the spirit of '76.
Well, believe it or not, I gave a cop a $5 once. He was a GI, and they were coming from Washington, D.C.
Seven hits and one error. Charlie Huff getting ready to pitch to Dave Winfield, Dave Roberts, and Nate Colbert. Dodgers afield with Charlie Huff and Steve Yeager. An infield of Garvey and Lopes, Russell and Royster, Joshua, Pashorek, and Buckner. So a very young ball club out on the field for the Dodgers, and they're leading 5-2. Charlie Huff is trying to present Tommy John with his 16th victory of the year, and he needs three outs to do it. Winfield looks at a fastball away, ball one. Winfield is 1-for-3, a single, he also walked. Charlie Huff's 1-0 pitch. Line up the alley to left center field. Joshua's going to have to play this thing off the wall. He does. Winfield has to leg it for two, and he makes it with a slide. So that's the third double that Charlie Huff has served up in one inning plus. Winfield hit the bricks in left center with that long double. So So Huff has given up three doubles and a single for one run. Now Dave Roberts with three infield singles coming out. He's 3-for-4. Roberts hitting .287. The storm signals are up, and so is the Dodger bullpen with Doug Rao and Greg Shanahan. So left-hander Jeff Zahn will no doubt start for the Dodgers tomorrow night. Roberts hits a knuckleball wide at third into the hole, and there's no play as Russell backhands it on the grass. That's the fourth hit for Dave Roberts. He's 4-for-5. He's not been able to reach the outfield, but he's found a hole. So two on with nobody out, and the batter is Nate Colbert. 13 hits and two runs for the Padres. Colbert has hit safely in seven straight. He is 1-for-2. A muscle man, he can hit him out. He has 22 home runs, 79 runs batted in, and his 22 home runs tops on the Padre team. So San Diego couldn't have a better man up at the plate than the guy they have there right now. Huff's knuckler is swung on and fouled away. 0-1. San Diego has been retired in order only in the sixth inning tonight. That's the only time they did not leave somebody on base. They have left 11 in eight innings, and they have first and second with nobody out here in the ninth. So it's been standing room only for San Diego, but they've managed to score only twice, and the Dodgers are leading 5-2. Charlie Huff at the belt, a check of the runners, and a knuckleball is swung on and missed, strike two. Clarence Gaston on deck. Colbert waiting, Huff at the belt. Strike two pitch on the way. Knuckleball, a half swing to Huff. He goes to Lopes for one. He goes to Garvey. Double play. So Nate Colbert tried to check up on a knuckleball and hits into a double play. 1-4-3. Two out and Clarence Gaston the batter. Clarence Gaston hit into a double play, struck out, and twice hit into force plays. He's 0-for-4. He swings at a knuckler and comes up empty, 0-1. Dodgers trying to make it 6 out of 8 here in San Diego after the Padres won 7 out of 9 at Dodger Stadium. Huff comes back to Gaston, knuckleball hit wide a third. Royster is up with it, throws to Garvey in time, and Charlie Huff has held on to it and given it to Tommy John, who has won his 16th.